Hello, bitches, and welcome to the April and May, although May is kind of sad, contest recording. You know, given that GGW7 is in progress, I think it's about time that I sit down and say kind of a general statement about my unhappiness here. This is kind of sad and true, and I think it actually needs to be said at this point. For the longest time, when people would come up to me and they would say, Adam, yes, I'm using Adam in this case, that's how disturbing it is, what is your favorite book? You know, what do you like to read the most? I would sit there for a moment, determine that most of the literature out there was bullshit, and answer with, actually, believe it or not, I enjoy reading writing contest entries the most, because they generally are actually inspiring, and while yes, there are a lot of entries that need a lot of work, I generally get them from writers who actually give a shit about their writing and actually want to improve, and you also get the occasional gem that is really sparkling, and seeing that in the midst of the internet, where nothing but actually shit is expected, has been a thing of inspiration to me over the God knows how many years, six, I guess, that I've run this contest. Lately, though, things have not been so great, I feel. I come on and I read things and I go, And it's just not there anymore. It's really not. It's sad. I still get an occasional gem. I still get an occasional piece that makes me chuckle or laugh or say, oh, that's awesome. But the level and the frequency at which I receive said entries isn't there anymore. It's just not there anymore. It's sad. So, you know what? Honestly, bring it in fucking GGW, because I can only explain it this way. And this is about the blunt and most drastic way I can say it. I got my PhD. I am now a postdoc fellow. My time has become more scarce. And if the only thing that has kept me motivated to do this contest since 2006 has been the awesomeness in your entries, and suddenly the level of awesomeness is significantly less, my time has become something, you know, to be bargained for. People need to place bids now. So, honestly, please fucking step it up, people, because right now this is going down a dark, dark, very slippery slope path here, and I really don't want to see it get to the point where I just say fuck it, but I feel that if things don't pick up and people don't start blowing me away in the next 3 months, we may have a different discussion entirely on our hands, which is sad, seeing as how I've collected the funds to run this contest for the next, like, 5 years. So, please keep that in mind, because quite honestly, this is another, if this doesn't motivate you, I don't know what will. Right now, the vast majority of entries are being totally pwned by My Little Pony Roleplay. Yes, that is what I said. Fucking people writing My Little Pony Roleplay is taking your shit to school, and that is depressing. And with that said, I'm now actually going to start this recording. And we're going to start with Solar. I've had a lot of time to recuperate from my fail cake move, and let me just say, I'm a little bit disturbed by the fact that you misspelled totem. Also, I've noticed that you set up a simile in this piece that was, well, quite frankly, a little stupid. In the opener, you liken Makita in water to a bobcat being thrown in water, and quite frankly, that just is redundant. The whole point of a simile is to take one picture and pair it with something else to draw meaning. You essentially gave me an apple is like an apple. Well, duh. Aside from that, though, this was pretty good. It was admittedly a bit slow in my eyes, but the message, once you actually finally got to it, was entertaining and worth reading. So, props there, but a little slow and come on. An apple is like an apple. You know better, Solar. You know better. You, Tora. I actually have it marked here in my notes that I should whistle, but I know from experience that sounds like crap over a microphone, so I'm not. But, asterisk, whistles, asterisk. This was quite interesting. well-written, gritty imagery. I really have few complaints here. You may have finally nailed all three judgment points at the same time. X3 smiley face. Congrats. It's not perfect. We're not at HOP level, but I think it's safe to say right now that you won April. Yes, I'm just gonna flat out say it. You won the April. Moving on to Frosted Midnight. This is cute, but you didn't leave a lot of impact for me here with this. The entertainment value is there, and it brings a chuckle, but after I read it, there's nothing that clings in my mind. There's not a picture that I keep, there's not the imagery to go with it. It's there for the moment, and then it's gone with the wind. And that's fine, and that works in some circles, but me personally, I felt a little bit empty after reading this. So I would like to see more. Also, it's kind of hard to judge on style points when something, is so abrupt. Although we did have that haiku round once, but those are my comments there. Guardian. There were a few places where the rhythm to the line break was a little fucking awkward. Aside from that, your constructions generate good imagery. The one thing that I would wish to see, though, is instead of these trio sets, because they won't actually be legal in GGW, is to actually see one poem fully developed to make a point or a message and, my takeaway box. And I haven't seen that from you since you've started posting here. Of course, the irony of this is once I got to the May entries, well, you did that. But, April is April, and this is April. So you're just gonna have to fucking wait until I get to the next month, okay? Awesome. TLM. This was okay. I like the constructions, it's nicely written, but once again, you've fallen into familiar territory with this. It's the love thing, again. And it happens a lot. It's just a disturbing amount. And while I think you edited this and styled it nicely, you didn't do much of anything, just scrape beyond the barrier of a typical love poem. So you're in the comfort zone and you're not even blowing the comfort zone away with shit that you fucking can do. And so fuck, I think this does fine, but come on, like you can go well beyond this and generate amazing shit. So what the shit? Just do it. Just fucking do it. Tirsaria, welcome. To sum this one up, I'm on the fence. Personally, I find some of your line breaks to be quite honestly weak sauce. You have this habit of just breaking on articles, and quite honestly, it annoys the shit out of me. But in reality, I find it actually damaging because it weakens the flow of the piece. Parentheses, well, as I say to everyone who first shows up, I hate them in literature that isn't related to science, and if I see them again, I'll slit your throat and pitch you into an alley or some shit like that. I don't think they add anything at all to a work whatsoever. And part of this may be just the fact that I am a scientist. Usually, when you see shit in parentheses, it's just kind of an additional aside that you don't really need to know. And it's just kind of there. So whenever I see it in poetry, I'm like, well, here's some shit someone set aside because I don't need to give a fuck about it. And so I don't. Quite honestly, I think they look ugly too. They just look hideous to me, and you're better off doing something different. That's my personal opinion. Just doesn't add anything. Anyway, back to the line breaks, because that was my initial point. The problem here is that each time you draw a weak sauce line break, it damages your imagery. There's a portrait forming, and it doesn't take shape because all of a sudden the building impact is just totally slaughtered by the fact that I'm breaking in the wrong place. So there we go. April's over. Time for May, and this is really fucking sad. This is I may go into a fucking just another tirade here because honestly, I got two fucking entries. Two entries for May. I don't even know what to say to these people. It's like Utora, actually Utora, I fucking love this. Like you fucking use parentheses though, and you should fucking know better. Although I'm kind of gonna let it slide. I cannot believe I'm saying this. This might actually deserve another medal on the commendations page because in the parentheses you did put "In circles we go," and I kind of find that humorous given the fact that it's in parentheses. But fuck you for using parentheses. You should know better. than to send that shit to me. Fuck. You should know. And then, Guardian, you gave me a piece of completeness. And it was there, and you developed a full thing. And so, quite frankly, I just threw points at you both. Because you were the only entries for May. And you know, what else am I going to do other than say, well, look at these. These are good. I am pleased to see something actually develop completely as one entity from you. That will be very useful now. So, honestly, guys, come on. Every fucking person, aside from one who is new, or two who are new, I guess, I've seen better shit from. And I'm sure all of you lurking in the background, where the fuck are you? There are so many people who come to this. Where are you? Stop lurking and submit shit. Fuck. Also, I drove from Ely, Minnesota to Chicago today. And if any of you go and actually look at how long that is essentially the border of Canada to Illinois. And I know PK can relate to this with her endless trek from fucking British Columbia to Madison. It's nowhere near that. But you'll understand. I'm tired and I'm pissed. And this is probably the nicest, most highly entertaining way that I could deliver this recording finally after taking for fucking ever to do it. But quite honestly, I think it needs to be said. Aside from the move that was botched, and the fact that I had to defend my thesis and all of that good shit, the reason why it took me forever to fucking put this recording out is that every time I came and looked at your shit, I went, oh, fuck, this isn't nearly as inspiring and epic as it usually is. What the hell is going on? And so it's time, script kiddies, to dig down deep and remember that right now you're getting treated by MLP Roleplay. And there's something that might possibly be wrong with that. But not really, because Keygear writes well. And with that being said, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!